Hi everyone, this is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. Today we're going to be talking about some of the events that are occurring on Earth, as was predicted in some of our podcasts by other entities that are speaking. I want to tell you that you guys, if you've been watching, they're having snow in Quebec in July. They're having earthquakes near Russia and Alaska. There are fires raging out of control in certain parts of the world. Volcanoes are erupting and popping their tops. And the latest concern we have is Yellowstone, with Montana having their first quake in many, many years. So it's going down, people. And we just want to give you a last perspective before it actually gets worse. So I'm going to introduce the gang, including my husband, Mike. Hey, guys.
Hey everybody, this is Mike. Before I engage in trying to channel some of these rather elusive beings that visit us from time to time and can also be quite problematic sometimes trying to get them to talk, because they want to talk about what they want to talk about. But we're going to try and curtail this and try to get them to talk more about the events that are taking place across the planet. You have to be living under a rock or a very busy person. I know a lot of people work really hard. Events are unfolding very quickly across the planet, and there's three different dimensions that I've been told that people have to be aware of. The first dimension is to know that we are in the smallest refractive dimension in comparison to the other dimensions around us. Mm-hmm. I'm setting the table here for these guys because they're kind of whispering to me. And what they want you to know is that we are actually in a small dimension based on the other dimensions that overlap and surround us. And these dimensions impact the events that are taking place on this planet. We are being terraformed, and have been for millions of years. History is all a lie, with the exception of actual recorded history that has been done by people such as archaeologists that have dug up and found amazing things. Of course, the government immediately comes in and takes anything of any real value, unless you play the game. For example, in Egypt, for many, many years, the head curator, Dr. Hawass, ran a campaign specifically designed to suppress information mm-hmm. about the actual age of the Egyptian dynasties, mm-hmm. as well as the technology mm-hmm. and the other things that were pulled from ancient Egypt. And they are now predicting now that the age of Egypt during this time frame was at least 200,000 years ago. They've recently aged and done a lot of aging work with the Sphinx, and they've discovered that that may be up to 400,000 years old. People, we have been spoon-fed lie after lie, and being able to connect with these other beings gives us the information that we need to allow us to kind of see a little bit further. And with that in consideration, I'm going to turn it back over to Victoria.
Well, speaking mm-hmm. about Egypt, if you guys have heard the podcast from Kashti, she speaks about how the people from Egypt, or earlier known as Kemet, were living in peaceful harmony with alien beings. Now, this shouldn't come as a big surprise to people, because if you go to the Facebook page When the Ancients Speak, we post all kinds of information about our ancient history. And we talked about the cat goddess Bast. Well, she was an actual alien being who came to Earth and gave the gift of house cats, the small ones that we all love and keep at home. That was given to us as a gift to humanity so that we wouldn't forget that these beings actually existed in the universe. And there are other recorded events throughout history of these beings trying to educate us, to help us, to bring in awareness, but it's always been subjugated by man-made lies through the Bible indoctrination, through scientific indoctrination, and it's all coming to a nasty head, people. We now realize that we have been subjugated to lies for thousands of years. And if we don't stop this, our planet is now under watch, a serious watch, because Nibiru is coming in, whether you want to believe it or not. If you haven't noticed, the skies are being painted with all kinds of trails, and if you look at them, they're all like ridges. They're not like the old trails where they just spread them everywhere. These are ridges, and they're being done on purpose so that you can't see the planets in the sky. But pretty soon it's not going to make any difference, and there will be no denying it when you see a big ball apart from the sun kind of close by.
The whole purpose behind the whole global warming movement, and this was created about 40 years ago, because they knew that as Nibiru became closer and closer, as it began to perturb other heavenly bodies, that it would begin to affect our solar system. And they knew that. And they knew that there would be massive climate change, there would be all kinds of problems that would take place on our planet. And what I try to tell people is, look, climate change, man-made, anthropomorphic climate change, has been disproven over and over and over again, yet people continue to try and lie. They made up temperature data to try and make up for the actual reduction in temperature. But now you're starting to see actual temperatures rising almost out of nowhere. And if you take a look at what's happening to the sun and all the solar flares and events that have been taking place, the coronal holes that are appearing, now we've got the sun simulator that's up there. They're trying to prevent you from seeing what is taking place around the sun, by the sun, and to the sun. And yet the sun is gigantic compared to the Earth. We are like a little pebble compared to, say, maybe a massive beach ball. That's about the size of the Earth. And yet we are told that this gigantic, powerful, incredible energy source that gives off all this light and has constant cycles and fluctuations, that this gigantic sun doesn't affect this tiny little pinprick of an Earth, and that man, and we are essentially microbes as far as size in comparison, that we actually are destroying the Earth because we have been driving cars for about 100 years. I mean, nothing could be more ridiculous.
Yeah, I also want to tell people that, you know, I've been hearing these comments that people say, well, you know, if this was really coming in, if Nibiru was really coming in, everybody would see it. Well, as I've just explained, the reason why you can't see it is because the skies are being heavily sprayed right now, and they're being sprayed in ridges so that it kind of looks like a blanket. You can't actually see the sun during the day. But, however, if you're prepared to get up early in the morning and you want to wait for the sun at sunrise and you find a high point to look at the sun as it rises, you will see some strange things. For instance, I got up at about 5:15 one morning, just as the sun was coming over the horizon, and I took a photograph. And it wasn't what we would expect to see. The sun was being hidden behind something dark in front of it, and I have pictures of it. And it is a distinct planet in front of the sun that I could see, and I just randomly took the picture as the sun came up. So you have to get up at certain times when these planets are more visual, and especially when they're not spraying the skies, because early in the morning they haven't got out and sprayed yet. It's usually they start spraying around about 7:30 in the morning. Would you say that, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And for those of you that doubt this, you need to start looking at the millions of pictures across the entire globe, for anywhere from Antarctica to Australia, Alaska, places in South America, places in Russia. I mean, there are literally millions of people posting pictures that they get, especially a lot of the amateur astronomers. There are large organizations. For example, WSO is a large organization of people that watch the skies. That's what they do. That's their hobby. And all of them firmly believe that not only is Nibiru coming, but that they're documenting as it came. I mean, that was the whole purpose for the Hubble telescope. It wasn't put out there simply to take pictures of nothing. It was funded specifically for the purpose of being able to photograph and record events that happen with Nibiru.
Mm-hmm.
And if you doubt this, ask yourself, why does $2 billion telescope, built brand new, works perfectly the second they put it into orbit. There's a shuttle mission up there to change out a lot of the
pictures,
the diagnostics. They pulled out this big package and put in this new secret package. So obviously they are taking pictures, they're recording. Then we have the proof of the Vatican that has their own telescope that they call Lucifer, which was designed, one of the few telescopes that is designed to see in the infrared spectrum, which is what is required to see Nibiru. And the Nemesis solar system, because we're not just talking one planet here, people. We're talking an entire solar system with seven or eight planets, its own red dwarf star, or is it a brown dwarf now, I guess? It's a
brown dwarf,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all this information is out there, but it's being suppressed by the media, it's being suppressed by the government. People have been murdered by the hundreds over the years that have been investigating this stuff, and as they get close to revealing the fact that now we understand why our governments are behaving the way they are.
Mm.
All of the major governments have been digging since the 70s, building huge underground bunkers, especially deep underground military bunkers. And these are completely stocked with power, food, supplies. You can live down there for years and years. That's the idea, because they know when Nibiru comes through, it's going to completely wreck most of the earth.
Mm. It's very interesting that you should mention the Catholic Church and their telescope, because they called it Lucifer for a reason, being that
that's who they worship.
The Catholic Church has recently come out and said that they worship the Morning Star. Okay, the Morning Star is also the eight-pointed star, which is Lucifer. And so they called their telescope Lucifer because they knew he came from the stars. And so this all ties into
aliens
and, you know, the planet Saturn, Mars, Venus, all of this, you know, worshipping, this crazy indoctrination that humanity has been subjugated to for thousands of years. I do want to mention something about this. There is a planet out there called Helium Prime, and some of you may have seen Riddick. He came from a planet once in a movie called Helium Prime. Helium Prime is a planet in this universe here, and they outlawed Satanism because many years ago the same thing happened on their planet, where they were being inundated with these entities, these negative entities that created this horrible religion, and people were suffering from it. So Satanism was actually outlawed on Helium Prime because it was found to be a very dysfunctional religion, way of life, and because of the problems that it caused on their planet, they abolished it, and anyone caught doing is severely punished now.
And here's something that you need to understand. When Victoria says Satanism, she's referring to a set of beliefs that are governed by dark alien beings that actually assume the role of this satanic kind of worship. And this is how a lot of the people that worship Satan actually draw energy or power, but yet you can do the same thing on the other side. We've had discussions about that, and some of the beings that we converse with and that channel through both of us have expressed an interest in seeing this religion completely and permanently destroyed and removed, because apparently this same type of religion is happening again and again and again. Anytime the dark elites want to come and take over a planet, they first introduce it. They infect it into people's minds. They begin manipulating energy waves so that people begin to think that it's a good way to live and that it could be, you know, highly beneficial. And it all centers around different types of mind control that are being used. If most of the mind control energies that are taking place in and on and around our planet were turned off, you would immediately begin to see some pretty amazing things. And I kind of parallel this with a movie called They Live. If you've ever had the opportunity to see this movie, They Live, it had, was it the wrestler, Roddy Piper, was
something
the lead
like that,
character, I think that was. What an excellent movie to explain exactly what's going on in our world. We are surrounded by subconscious cues that are everywhere, most of which you cannot see or even really experience, but your subconscious picks up on them. Because as you know, your subconscious has somewhere in the neighborhood of about 110,000 thoughts a day, as opposed to your conscious thoughts, which are around 10 to 15, maybe 20,000 if you do a lot of thinking. But your subconscious governs who you are. So when information is put indirectly into your subconscious, you begin to change how you think and feel and act, and pretty soon before you realize it, you're kind of agreeing with whatever the status quo is. This is how this has been done on other planets.
Mm.
So this is something that we want you to know. And the universe is filled with habitable planets. NASA has been hiding this to you. We have a secret space program that already has zero-point energy for a lot of the battle star ships that exist that they've built. The last we heard, there were at least 11 in deep orbit that can open portals and can achieve speeds faster than light, FTL drive. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and do the research. NASA just came out admitting that all of a sudden they just figured out how to create warp drive ships.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Brand new. And guess what they look like? The latest ships that they're coming out with look like some of the models that existed in the Star Trek series.
Mm.
By the way, Gene Roddenberry was given money by the CIA and also by other government agencies to produce the entire Star Trek series, because we are being slowly indoctrinated to understand that we are going to be a space-going planet very shortly for those of us who survive Nibiru. Now, a lot of these guys are going to be in bunkers, or they're taking battleships to the moon. We have bases on the moon. We have bases on Mars. And from what I understand, Venus is inhabited by alien beings and have lived there. There's also grays that are engaged in mining on the moon. I mean, I could go on for hours, and I'm sure Victoria could too.
Well, I want, if these guys will please make your appearances and talk to the people who want to hear from you, with your last warnings, it's time for you to come forward. After all, you've already done some of these podcasts, and so this isn't anything new. They've heard some of your voices, so you need to all like come together and give them a message, because I'm starting to get a lot of questions from people, and they're starting to see that what we're saying is actually the truth.
I want to speak a final time my warning that I have already given. That warning is this: move away from the coastline. Move away from places that are not at least several thousand feet above sea level. Find a place where you can dwell. Find a place that will offer safety. I predict more massive earthquakes. I predict tsunamis. I predict major cataclysmic events and volcanoes erupting. But guess what? You don't have to be an expert to predict these things, or even that knowledgeable. You can pay attention to what's going on in your own world. You must move away from these locations. Millions and millions of people will not survive what is about to befall humanity.
I believe that was Chattel, and he has spoken to us a few times before.
That's Chattel. Hey, this is Stephen. Yeah, I like Chattel. He's very friendly, although he has mushroom-like skin. And you have to keep it moist, I think. That's part of it. But what Chattel is saying is essentially true. And listen, we've been saying the same thing over and over. How many times do we have to say it, Victoria? I mean, if people don't want to listen, fine. At least enjoy your last few weeks. Hey, move to the beach. Have a great time. Start throwing parties. Blow all your money. Because let me tell you, if you live within a couple hundred miles of any coast, When the Earth is turned upside down like a giant snow globe, it's going to be a very bad day for a lot of people. And then you're going to get pummeled with high winds and tsunamis and earthquakes, and it's not going to be a nice day. But for those of you that survive, it's going to be a new dawn. It's going to be a beautiful day because, well, let's just say we're going to have some visitors that have decided to come down, and the landlords are coming back, and they want to know why the tenants haven't been taking care of their property.
Yeah, people are just like, they're going to be so stunned. I mean, let's talk about the beings that we've spoken to recently. We know that Ea, or Anish as we originally introduced him, is an Anunnaki king. And he is 27 and a half feet tall. So I want to put it out there to any human out there, are you going to argue with a 27 and a half foot tall being? Because I don't think you realize how big 27 and a half feet is. Go look at a telephone pole or an electric pole and look straight up. That's pretty much what you're going to be looking at. And you're going to argue with him? Okay, if that's what you want to do.
This is Charles. These beings walked the Earth over half a million years ago and were the progenitors of the human race. Despite all the lies that you've been told, all the evidence is there if you look for it. And I'm sorry, yes, if you do believe in God, that's great, because there is a wonderful creator who exists throughout the entire universe, a he, she, it, whatever you want to say. And we all do have responsibilities to him, but what you need to understand is this. The whole purpose of the religions that have been given to this planet were to keep you at a very low energy level. Oh, I know people think they're being spiritual and they're connecting and they feel good when they do good deeds and they do good things, but almost every religion on this planet was created for the purpose of enslaving your mind. Because they know once your mind is free of these religious thoughts, you have the ability to affect change by mere thought. Those beings that lived in ancient Egypt, human beings are a shadow of what they used to be.
Yeah.
They had amazing powers that they could use at will. Many could levitate. Many could jump huge distances. Some could even fly. And many of them could communicate with other beings and other people off planets and did so frequently. And they also communicate with everyone around them by speaking to them in their mind. So these are things that you need to understand. Mm. That's why you've got such a gigantic brain.
Mm.
And you can only use a small percentage of it at any time because you're under mind control and suppression control by your society.
That's all true, because when you let go of that, it's pretty amazing how your mind can actually open up. And I'm getting pretty good at telepathy. I can hear other beings speaking to me all the time, and I answer them, and quite often or not, you know, Mike might think I'm talking to him, but I'm not. I'm answering something that I've heard, you know, somebody is asking me a question. So we have the capacity to do anything that we want as human beings. We were given the gift from the Anunnaki, and they gave us perfection. It's just that the darker entities that have gone from planet to planet, like I spoke about Helium Prime before, they destroy the knowledge, they take away that information that most of us have already, and then they use it against us.
One of the things that I enjoy doing has to do with aquaculture, and the way that that works is you have these large, gigantic, you know, 5,000-10,000 gallon tanks, and you put fish in these tanks and you raise these fish for a generation. Once that generation is complete, at some point you harvest the fish. When you take these fish out, I'm sure as the fish are being removed from the large tanks for breeding, they don't think that this would ever have happened to them. They wonder, you know, what's about to happen to them? Well, they're about to become food. And I'm sorry, but that's a necessity that we have in our society. And that's one of the ways that people interact with each other, is that they believe that as long as they're not the ones involved, they don't have to worry about it. Yet I'm trying to tell everybody here and warn everybody that we are essentially the same thing. We are no better than cattle. We were bred to do a job. We were created and were highly intelligent, very capable. But we were put here as workers to help fill the coffers of the Anunnaki with gold. And they use gold for a variety of different things. I know that you may have heard about us talking about monatomic gold, and the elites actually consume it because they believe consuming gold will extend their life, and it's part of the life extension technology, and it also keeps you extremely healthy. Well, research is coming out to show all of those things, and that's why gold was so valuable. They used it also in their environment, in their atmosphere, to help fuel their ships. It has a lot of uses that we know nothing about, except maybe electronics. That's where you see a lot of gold used nowadays, or, you know, as a commodity to be traded, etc. People need to understand something. Once you realize that you have the abilities gifted to you from the Anunnaki, that you have the same capabilities as any of us, that you can learn how to channel over time, you can learn how to open your mind up. Of course, you have to not have a calcified pineal gland by consuming fluoride, which prevents you from spiritually connecting. You should do some research about your pineal gland, because if you look at this, this thing has rods and cones just like your eye does,
yeah.
But it works on a different level. It allows you to spiritually connect with other beings and dimensional beings. We were meant to be able to do that, but almost all religions say, oh, you shouldn't try to communicate with dimensional beings because they're either evil or they're, you know, these are, you know, terrible beings and they're going to destroy your life. But yet, at the same exact time, all the people at the top of almost all of these religions have all channeled and done these things themselves.
Well, I want to bring out the point that the reason why the Bible says we shouldn't do that is because they knew that if we were to come in contact with the entities in the universe who wanted to help humanity, then they would expose these darker alien beings that come into worlds and destroy them. As I've said before, Helium Prime went through this very thing before, where their people were being annihilated, their children were under subjugation to these horrible experiments. They went through all of this before, and it came down to this disgusting way of life that these dark entities introduced to the planet. Now, Earth is going through the same process that has already happened on another planet. And let me tell you, there are a set of entities out there in this universe that are hated by other planets because of what they've done. Beings like some of these darker reptilians, the demonic entities, they actually came from a planet called Demonica.
You know, and it's interesting too, you look at all the entertainment we have and what these people do at the very top.
They're telling the truth.
The elites actually pay a lot of film producers and people percentages of money every time they mention certain things in a movie. For example, every time you mention population reduction in a movie, somebody cuts a check for between $5,000 and $10,000 and mails it to the corporation that is publishing this content. They're trying to maintain control through not only mind control, but mind control used through entertainment is primarily how we are held in control. And this is something that is beginning to crumble as truth is beginning to get out. We're ready to evolve to a higher frequency, and when that does, the world will change around us. You'll begin to see more portals. We're going to see more aliens taking place because a lot of them are here watching us now. Just go to YouTube. For example, one of the channels, Third Phase of Moon, is a good example. Although there are others that provide documentation, there are tens of thousands of UFOs that are beginning to appear, and there are actually close encounters of the second and third kind taking
yeah.
place all the time, where aliens are actually physically coming down and meeting with other humans
yeah.
and briefly conversing with them, touching heads,
yeah.
you know, communicating psionically. It's happening all over the world. The aliens are putting amazing things in the sky for us to see. Now, you know, some of these large clouds that move around are actually concealed spacecraft. That's how they move about the planet. It's a form of cloaking technology. They've had it for tens of millions of years. And many of these species have been around for as old as a billion years. And can you imagine how intelligent and powerful these beings are? Gosh, look what we have achieved in just, what, a few thousand years of hard work, right? But
mm-hmm.
then again, we've been helped along by a lot of these other races, and this information is everywhere. That they have a full-time team of people at the Smithsonian suppressing knowledge about Anunnaki burial sites
yeah.
that are being found all over the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people see these as, like, giants, you know. Oh, wow, look at all the giants who walked the Earth. You know, the Bible must be correct. Well, yeah, they're correct in one sense. There were giants that walked the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But these were half-breeds of human and Anunnaki.
Yeah.
Just like we have today.
Well, they were half-breeds because, as I said before, Ea, for instance, is 27 and a half feet tall.
Yes.
So, oh, there you are. You want to say hello?
Not yet, but you keep going.
Okay.
You're doing just fine.
He's here. So anyway, what I am saying to you guys is that, of course, if the Anunnaki gene is bred with human, of course we're going to be taller, all right? The average human should be expected to be anywhere from 7 to 16 feet tall. I mean, wouldn't that make sense? That's about half the size of an Anunnaki. So, of course they were breeding with humans, but that doesn't mean that they were bad beings. It just meant that they were developing the gene pool.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank Victoria for allowing me to know when these little podcast events are taking place. I am quite different from the spiritual beings that may channel through Michael. I was specifically using a higher form of technology to commune with different people of this world. And obviously, those who are attuned to this kind of conversation that use their abilities, that use their pineal gland, as you say, are much easier to converse with. So some of you that maybe have experienced abductions or other things by the Greys, which, by the way, are essentially like the worker bees, most of them are a clone race. where they continue to clone themselves. But they also are watchdogs, and we use them to harvest materials and the things that we need from not only the Earth, but all the other inhabited worlds that we visit. There are currently, right now, surrounding your planet, about 10 gigantic ships that are mega ships. Most of them are round or flat and round, like a pancake, or completely round like a ball. They are often concealed not only with clouds, but they actually are wrapped with energy so they can blend into the background, where they are essentially invisible. These ships are watching all the events, listening to all your world leaders, and are calculating the final decisions that will be made. There is a galactic empire that exists. There is a series of rules and a series of treaties that must be followed. We can't just come to your world and loot it, although this is what many of the Shaitani and other dark beings that travel like locusts through the universe, going from world to world, phasing into the correct dimensional reality, such as this world. Humans have a very limited scope of what they can see. The visual spectrum that you see in, as has been mentioned by others before, is a very, very narrow band, so that creatures can exist before that band and after that band, and in those frequencies that are very difficult for anyone else without superior technology to be able to spot. There are literally thousands of aliens wandering this planet, many of which are in the form of shape-shifting aliens, the reptilians. Mm. There are both good and bad reptilians. The majority of the reptilians on this planet are evil. Many of them are also politicians. Occasionally, their shape-shifting fails when they are under extreme duress or stress. But I will say that a majority of all of the world's top leaders are reptilian. And if you doubt this, understand that all of these beings, the majority of the leaders in this world, don't have children. You need to be very careful of those that don't actually have children. Some of the wisest reptilians will actually marry and keep children as pets and pretend to love them. But children are viewed as food and an energy source, the same way you might look at a turkey before Thanksgiving. So all of you need to come to this understanding that you have to change the reality. Everything that you've been told is a lie from the moment you were born. Everything that you have believed in is a complete and total fabrication. This planet exists for three reasons. One, it is a farm. We farm people. Very much like you have been warned by others. There have even been movies out, the one that you watch all the time, Jupiter Ascending, right, where they explain this process.
Yes.
Where people are extracted, their energy is extracted, their life forces is extracted and used, and other beings feed upon them. The one thing that they truly love are children, because these are the purest form of energy from the soul, because it hasn't been tainted or corrupted as much yet as with adults who have to interact with this world, and it kind of muddies the flavor. But these are the strongest energy that they appreciate. So I'm telling you right now, you are already ruled by aliens, whether you like it or not. And what is about to happen on this planet when planet Nibiru and the rest of the planets slingshot around your sun, dragging a 20 million long trail of particles from the size of baseballs to the size of small cars, are going to pummel the planet in addition to the magnetic pole shift that is about to take place. Well, if you ever wondered what would happen, imagine all of the water that is currently being held at the center of the equator, large volumes of water because of the spin of the planet and gravity. The moment the pole flips, all of this water is going to go rushing. And you're going to see tsunamis as high as a mile striking land everywhere worldwide. There will be additional earthquakes, as Chattel mentioned, and believe me, at this time it's not a difficult assumption to make. You've got issues with your sun, huge solar flares, because the planets are pulling the sun apart, essentially.
Yes.
Now it's kind of stretching it. Now it's not going to destroy your sun unless one of these planets strikes it, in which case it will cause another huge coronal mass ejection, and these are happening on a regular basis now and pummeling the Earth. On top of all this, you have all this political upheaval because the reptilians want complete and utter chaos if they can achieve it, because then it just becomes a huge banquet, like a Roman banquet, where you just go in and feed upon everything and do what you can to get as much of this as you can, distribute the spoils amongst all of them, absorb the energy, and then abandon the planet or go underneath it. And as we have mentioned, underneath the planet, especially in places like Antarctica that are difficult to reach, there are places where there are millions of aliens. There are entire cities underneath the planet. Some of them are in huge caverns that stretch for hundreds of miles. They have their own internal light. They have their own way of providing for their own people. They literally live underneath the planet. Mm-hmm. Most civilized societies of aliens have not only people that live on the surface, but the majority of them live underneath the underneath the surface because they know it will protect them from heavenly events that take place, solar weather, as they call it.
See, I was told many years ago that there were those who wrote stories like Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, and Jules Verne, who wrote Journey to the Center of the Earth.
They were given that
They
were given that information. Most of your scientific discoveries of any value were gifted from us to you to help you advance to a point to where we could bring you into the universe. Humans have a tremendous capability to interact with other beings, and you have a pineal gland, which is something even we do not possess. As strange as that may sound, but we wanted to be able to communicate with you. We said, well, we can't make all these wonderful human beings and not give them the ability for us to directly connect with them, make them feel a certain way, make them think a certain way. That's what your pineal gland is for.
You see? Yes, we were told Mary Shelley, when she wrote the book Frankenstein, she had had a series of visions seeing humanity into the future and experimenting on human flesh and doing all kinds of crazy things to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, guess what's happening, folks? They're turning us into half human, half pig. And they've been doing it for about 30 years now. Apparently, the first pig can now talk that has been cloned with human DNA. You know, Mary Shelley's book Frankenstein has now become a reality nightmare. On top of that, Jules Verne also wrote about the journey to the center of the earth, of the people who lived inside the earth. Now we find out that there actually are beings who have lived in the center of the earth for a very long time. And our governments have been continually covering this up so that we remained fat, dumb, and happy. And so I wanted to put this podcast together for you guys so that you could listen to it. And I did ask those beings to come and speak to you today. We had Ayakam, who is an Anunnaki kin. We had Chattel, who is a grey. And we had Stephen and Charles, who are spirits, come and speak to you from three different dimensionals, beings. And they want you to know that this is actually going on, and you guys need to get a clue. You need to know that in the next few weeks there are going to be some terrible things occurring. And you need to move away from the coastline, because right now, after that earthquake that Russia just had and it's hitting Alaskan waters, there's a possibility that that tremor, that earthquake, will run down the fault line just offside the coastline on the west coast there. And they're already having problems in South America. They're already seeing tremor shocks down there. So there is a possibility of tsunamis and greater intensified earthquakes. If you look at what's happening in Yellowstone, Yellowstone is starting to become very active, but that doesn't mean the actual volcano will erupt. What it could do is send lava flows further somewhere else, like on the west coast, because Montana was hit a couple of weeks ago or a week ago with an earthquake. These are things you need to think about. The events are occurring very quickly. And for some of you, it's time to make big decisions quickly. Otherwise, you may not make it. And I just want to wish you all the best. Please stay safe. Be alert. Check messages every day. And you guys, if you want the information, keep visiting our Facebook page, When the Ancients Speak. And we will try and give you as much updated information as we can. Although we don't always have the information at hand when you may need it. But just reference what we have. We go through archaeological things, history, current events, alien extraterrestrial life forms, and we speak about everything coming to a big head like this podcast has been. I want to thank you all for listening, and I wish you all the best, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye.